Jelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you five times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Say, when you hear the wind blowing like this, what's the first thought that pops into your head? Ooh, well, when cold winds howl, a pilot's first thought is to protect his motor. And a wise motorist thinks of the same thing. And if he hasn't changed to winter oil already, he changes the oil in his car at once. Now, that's something every boy and girl should know and tell Dad about. You see, when cold weather comes, the oil in your family car gets heavy as glue unless you're using winter weight oil. It thickens, doesn't flow through your motor as quickly as it should. Your car's hard to start, and while it's warming up, it runs partly dry, without the lubrication it needs to keep the motor safe. Remind Dad of this, won't you? You fellas and girls who are listening, tell him he should have winter oil in your family car. And tell him Skelly Tagoline winter oil is the kind to try. Skelly's Tagoline winter oil is amazingly fast flowing, even in the coldest weather. It's especially made to get up into the motor fast. It keeps your motor safe. And what's more, it stands up under hard driving. Keeps your motor purring mile after mile. And you don't need to add so many extra quarts. Be sure, now that cold weather's here, you have Skelly Tagoline winter oil in your family car. Dad will know he can get Skelly Tagoline at any Skelly service station. And the Skelly man knows just the right weight for his weather and his car. Ask Dad to try Skelly Tagoline, won't you? Tonight or tomorrow, well, the next time you're out in the family car. And now to Captain Midnight. Even though Captain Midnight, Chuck Ramsey, and Ivan Sharp were imprisoned in the flooded dungeon under the Aztec Temple, their bodies have not been discovered, and all three have completely disappeared. In the meantime, Lutro and Von Griff, thinking these three dead, have captured Senor Pareda, Patsy Donovan, and the two old miners, Pinky Drake and Slim Poole. The four prisoners are marching ahead in the gloom, with Lutro and Von Griff behind them, not far from the roaring waterfall. Listen as Lutro shouts.
Keep the hands up. I can see you.
Don't try any monkey business. You won't ever get out of this place.
El Capitan Midnight will make the short work of you.
That's what you think.
Let me tell you something. Captain Midnight will never help you again. You've seen the last of Captain Midnight.
What do you mean by that?
Just what I said. Captain Midnight will never help you again, and he won't ever trouble us either. That's all it was?
Yes, see me, amigo Von Griefer. Captain Midnight is finished.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word you say.
You kind of think you know something, don't you? Well, out with it. What are you trying to tell us?
Yeah, spit it out. We ain't believing it, but go ahead just the same.
And what do you say, Lutro? Shall we tell them?
Yes, see me, amigo. It does not make the difference now. These silly people think El Capitan Midnight will come to help them. I'm asking you, how could El Capitan Midnight help anyone now?
What have you done to Captain Midnight? And where is Chuck Ramsey?
Chuck Ramsey is with Captain Midnight. He's keeping him good company. Is that not so, Lutro?
See me, amigo, that is a good joke. The young gringo Chuck Ramsey keeps company with Captain Midnight under the ground, under the water.
Under the water?
What are you talking about?
What is that you say?
By the great grizzly, if you've done anything to Captain Midnight and Chuck...
Shut the mouth and shut it quick. Listen, me amigo Von Grief. We have gone far enough.
Yeah, this place is all right. Now stand still there, the four of you.
But why do we make this stop, senor? What do you do now?
Yeah, you wish to know, huh? Very good, me amigo. We will tell you very, very soon.
Step back this way, Lutro.
Si, mi amigo.
We've come to a turn in the passage. See? There is a wall split ahead.
Yeah, it is a very good place, mi amigo. Some light, it is come from the left. We can see the four of them.
Sure. There isn't any chance of missing. Might as well polish them off here. Then we'll go back for the others.
Yeah, I see, that is a good plan. I will take the two of them and you take the other two.
Okay. They all ready?
In just a second, mi amigo. I will speak to them so they'll turn this way.
Sure, go ahead.
Now then, mi amigos, if you will give me the attention. You have had the hopes that El Capitan Midnight will come to help you. But I tell you now that El Capitan Midnight is no more. He drowned in the water like a rat.
All right, drop your guns, the both of you. What was that you were saying about drowning?
Captain Midnight.
All right, come on, get those hands up and get them up quick.
El Capitan Midnight.
I cannot believe it. How did he get out of the water chamber? I must be seeing things.
All right, step up here, Chuck, and take my guns. And you're not seeing things, Von Grip.
I'll get the guns, Captain.
Yeah, I'll help you, Chuck. Come on, Slim. Come on, Senior Parady.
Gosh, Captain Midnight, where have you been? What's happened to you?
That's a long story, Patsy, but we're here. I guess we got here just in time.
No, the great grizzly, I'll see you, kid. And from what you said, I guess these guys were just about to let us have it.
They were aiming at you, that dirty rat.
Yes, it would have been cold-blooded murder. I ought to stand you two up against that wall.
That's a good idea, Captain. Let's do it. If we was back in Black Gulch, we'd string them up in short order.
No, Slim, nothing like that. The law is the only rightful power to dispense justice. We'll turn these men over to the proper authorities.
Looper loops, Captain Midnight. You're soaking wet. And so's Chuck. I can see water dripping down on the floor.
Gosh, old Hemlock. I'll see you. Where in the tarnation have you been?
We'll tell you about that later, Pinky. Just now, I want to ask these two men a couple of questions.
You'll be wasting your time.
Yeah.
See me, amigo. We keep their mouths shut.
Never mind, Captain Midnight. They don't have to say anything. Remember what Ivan Shark said about Fury?
Yes, Chuck. And now that we've captured these two, we'll look into that.
It's all your fault, Lutro. We should have bumped her off when I wanted to.
You're too stupid to leave Von Grief. You are the one who said we should finish her later.
Now listen to that, Captain Midnight. They know where she is.
Yes.
See, we know what this Fury Shark is. She lies on the floor and she is tied so she cannot move. She cannot get away to join her father, Ivan Shark.
She'll never join him again.
What is that you say, mi amigo?
Jiminy Crickets, Chuck. What do you mean?
By the great grizzly.
Hey, what are you talking about, Chuck?
Well, we're pretty sure that Ivan Shark is dead.
Gosh, I can hardly believe it.
Well, we're not positive, Patsy. But the chances are that Ivan Shark is no more. Now, but we'll tell you about that later. Now, listen, Senor Pareda. Pinky and Slim, too.
See me, Capitan?
What do you have, Captain? Shoot, Captain Midnight.
Where are the rest of your party, Senor Pareda?
They're in the big room, Capitan. They guard me, Dolores, and the Senora Donovan.
Oh, that's fine. Now, you three take these prisoners back to the large chamber and guard them well. They mustn't get away, whatever happens.
Don't you be a-worrying about that, Captain.
Yeah, they ain't going to get away from us. Not by a jugful.
All right. Now, Chuck and I are going to get Fury Shark. We'll meet you back in the large chamber in just a few minutes. All right, come on, Chuck. Let's go.
Right with you.
This is the place, Chuck. See? There are the controls that work the water chamber.
That's what they are, all right. But I don't see anything of Fury Shark.
Wait a minute. Let's look at this floor here. I'll snap on the flashlight.
Ooh, look down there, Captain Midnight. Somebody's been lying on the floor.
Yes. There are a lot of footprints around, too. Yeah, if I can read these signs right, some kind of a struggle has taken place here.
But they said Fury Shark was tied up. Maybe they meant some other place.
No, Chuck, no. This is the place, all right. Oh, I can see the whole thing now as clear as day.
Oh, gee. I don't believe I do.
Now, listen. Ivan Shark laid a clever trap, Chuck. He tried to make us believe he was caught in that water chamber, too. Don't you remember how anxious he was about 12 o'clock?
Oh, sure I remember. He expected something to happen at 12 o'clock.
Exactly. He expected Fury to open the escape door for him. But she didn't do it. Remember? He dived down and then reappeared just after 12 o'clock?
Yeah. He reappeared because he couldn't get out.
Yeah, that's it exactly. And he couldn't get out because, by that time, Fury had been captured by Lutro and Von Grip. They tied her up and left her here.
Oh, but she could have kicked that lever open.
Oh, don't you see, Chuck? Lutro and Von Grip waited until after 12 o'clock, until they were sure that Ivan Shark was dead.
But they must have known that we were down there, too.
Yes, of course they did. Don't you remember that crack they made about the water? They wanted to get rid of us and Ivan Shark, too.
Oh, that dirty scoundrel.
Yeah, but the question is now, what has happened to Fury Shark?
Now, let's go down those stairs. Maybe she's down there.
Good idea. Come on.
Well, you can see footsteps going down there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and look. There's some water on the steps. Well, how did it get there?
Yeah, it looks to me as though somebody has been in the water and then walked up them.
Look down there, Captain Midnight. There's water ahead.
You're right, Chuck, and look. The stairs turn. They go down to the lower level, and there, Chuck. That must be the door which leads into the water chamber.
Throw the beam of light more to the left, Captain Midnight.
Right.
I think I see something.
All right, there. How's that?
See? Down in the water, there's the stone door which leads into the chamber.
That's the door through which we entered. And inside that chamber, we came as close to losing our lives as we ever will.
I'll say we did. Blazing beacons.
What is it, Chuck? What do you see?
That door. It was closed the last we knew. Otherwise, Shark would have escaped through it. And now it's open.
You're right, Chuck. Someone has opened it.
It must have been Lutro and Von Grimm.
No, Chuck, no, I don't think so. What object would they have in opening it?
Well, maybe they opened it to let Shark out. And when he came up through the water, they made away with him.
No, I don't think so. I think they would have just left him in there. But maybe it has something to do with Fury Shark's disappearance. Yeah, I think we're getting close. Yes, that's it. She must have been the one who opened that door.
But it was too late to do any good.
Yeah, that's true enough. But she was hoping it wouldn't be too late.
But she was tied up. Well, how did she get loose?
Fury Shark's mighty clever, Chuck. She may have got loose by herself, and then again, someone else might have helped her.
Gosh, you think there are other people around here?
Well, it's quite possible. So many strange things have happened by this time that I wouldn't be surprised at anything.
What will we do now? Should we try and find out what's happened to Fury Shark?
No, Chuck, no. We haven't got time for that now. What I'd really like to do is to dive down into that water and explore that chamber.
You want to find out whether Ivan Shark's there or not?
Yes. That's something I've got to find out. But I'm afraid we'll have to let that wait until later, too. Right now, there's something else to do. Now, come on. Let's join the others.
There's Pinky standing by the door.
Oh, fine. Oh, Pinky!
Hi there, Captain Midnight! Hello, Chapter! What'd you find out?
Listen, Fury Shark has disappeared, Pinky.
Gosh, that's too bad. I was a-hoping you'd nab her, too.
Now, how are the prisoners, Pinky?
Oh, they're in the corner on the heavy guard. They ain't going to get away. Don't worry about that.
Well, listen, have they said anything, Pinky?
Yeah, they've been making some crack. This Senor Peretti's been talking to them.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, maybe he's found out something.
Me Capitan. You and Chuck Rams have returned. You find the Senorita Shark?
No, Senor Peretta. She's disappeared completely.
Ah, that is not good. But, me Capitan, I have the news for you.
Yes?
This man, Lutro, he tells me about the trail through the jungle. A trail which I believe has not been used for years. It leads across the river and to my hacienda.
Oh, that's the best news yet. Now, we've got to strike while the iron's hot. We'll leave two of your men, Senor Peretta, with Pinky and Slim to guard the prisoners. The rest of them will accompany you, Chuck, and me to the hacienda at once.
Well, events have indeed approached a climax. Captain Midnight is leading a small but brave band in a determined attempt to recapture Senor Paredes' hacienda. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now, let me ask you an important question. Is your car safe for winter driving? You know, winter is mighty hard on a car. And even if your car was safe a month ago, maybe it's not safe now. Well, if you're not sure, you better see your Skelly man at once. He offers you a free inspection service that will save you time, trouble, and possibly expensive repairs. He'll go over your car from headlights to taillights. He'll test your battery, check and inflate your tires, look at the windshield wipers, lights, radiator, hose, and fan belts, and give you an expert report on your car's lubrication. This service costs you nothing, and it may prevent serious winter driving trouble. So, why not take advantage of it today? Just stop at any Skelly service station and ask the Skelly man to check your car for winter driving safety. And when you drive out, you'll know you're ready for the road. Now, you boys and girls who are listening, tell Dad about this free inspection service, please. The Skelly man who brings you these Captain Midnight adventures will appreciate it, I know. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Can Captain Midnight recapture Senor Paredes' hacienda, or will Ivan Shark's men fight him off? And what has happened to Ivan Shark? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye, and happy landing!